from the Posse, Larry's daughter.
Hey, how are you? Good to see you.
We just, she'll be there one day.
There you go.
Yeah, we just adopted two boys.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
You're welcome, dear. You're welcome. You're welcome.
Can I tag your pictures on Facebook?
Do whatever you want, darling.
Oh, whoa, now that's a loaded question.
Can I ask you a couple things?
Sure.
Do you think Governor Cuomo has cold feet on this issue?
No, I think he just has to get all the facts and make a decision, and I just think it needs to be soon. No, I don't. You know what? It needs to be soon. It needs to be, as I've said, before the end of the year, hopefully before the end of November. It's got to go forward.
I mean, that's what he keeps saying, facts, science.
Well,
but, you know, there is fracking in other states, and they've been studying it for years.
That's why he needs to make a decision. Either you do it or you don't. I think he can do it. I think he can do it environmentally safe. And he needs to make that decision. And I said that today.
You think he's waiting until after elections?
I don't know what he's waiting for, but he needs to make it fairly soon.
Uh-huh. What's the consequences if fracking doesn't go forward?
Oh, my goodness.
Year?
You know, loss of jobs. The economy of upstate New York is suffering. We need jobs desperately. There are so many great opportunities here. Hundreds of millions of dollars coming in upstate, putting people back to work. The offshoot of other jobs. I mean, we're seeing it. You know, in little smathers from Pennsylvania, this is a huge industry, and you know what? If you live in parts of the state where you're concerned, well, you're not going to see it because the folks in the southern tier, they're all here today. They want it. They want it. They need this. So we're willing to do it. We're willing to deal with it, and we're going to do it in an environmentally safe way because it's the only way you do it.
Thanks. I don't want you to get rained on.
What do we want to create? What kind of opportunity in New York State? Jobs. Jobs. How many jobs? Tens of thousands of jobs, just like they did in Pennsylvania. What are we waiting for? We're waiting for a decision, aren't we? How many landowners are here today? You are here because you have rights. You have rights for the land that you own and the land that you have paid taxes on all of your life. How many farmers are here? Many of you have 3, 4, 5 generations of family trying to keep the farm going. There's an opportunity before us, isn't there? We can't squander that opportunity. We have a right as landowners. Why do we have a right? Because as Americans, think about what I'm going to tell you now. A great source of energy stands below us on our land. Mineral rights. Countries all over the world, we have to go to and beg them for natural resources, don't we? We beg them. Some of them, and we pay them. We pay them a lot of money. And then many of them want to harm us, don't they? Many of them have harmed us, haven't they? As this gentleman said, they kill our kids, our soldiers. The young men and women we sent overseas to protect us. Why wouldn't we as a country, why wouldn't we as Americans want to have our own natural resources that we can use, that we can depend on ourselves, on your land, on our American soil, below us, beneath us? It doesn't make sense to me. That's for safety and security. Now let's talk about jobs. More money in New York, creating more job opportunities. Over 50,000 jobs, they tell me, in Pennsylvania. Now, I don't know if that's real or not. But you know what? It's one more job than we've created in New York State. It's one more job than we've created in New York State. I want to thank our brothers in labor that are here today because they understand what's important. Let's give them a round of applause. They understand that we need opportunities. You know, we talk about this great state, and particularly as the mineral resources in upstate New York. We know that this opportunity can move us forward. It's a new industry, my friends, a brand new industry that's going to create thousands of jobs. You know, we did a prototype in a school district. You know, And I say this to my friends in education. They're always coming up here lobbying for money, and rightfully so, because that's what they do. They care about the kids, and that's important. But let me tell you what. We did a prototype on a school district in upstate New York. If we started drilling, we could create up to $9 million for that particular school district over a 5 to 7 year period. $9 million. You think there'd be school taxes in that district? I don't think so. You think there'd be enough money in education so that school district would run? They'd have the teachers they need. They have the resources they need. They wouldn't have to be coming to Albany and begging for more resources. I don't think so. So where's our message today? All right? You and I get it. That's why we're here. We're here for a reason. We're here because we want to move the state forward. And by the way, is there anybody here who doesn't want to do environmentally safe drilling? No. And I send that message to the other side. Yeah, I understand people aren't always going to agree with us. But anybody who opposes us, who thinks for a moment, anybody here or anybody who wants this movement to move forward, wants to do it in any other way than an environmentally safe way, get with it, folks, because they don't understand who we are, do they? And let me tell you one other thing, and I've said it before, and I'm going to keep saying it. You and I live here, don't we? This is our land, our state. Don't you love it when the folks come in from out of state, different places, California, Hollywood, and they want to tell us how to live? Do we enjoy that? No. They're certainly entitled to their opinion, but stay in Hollywood. We don't want to hear it here. Now, our message today is to my good friend, the governor, and he is my friend. And I'm sending a message. And, Governor, I hope you hear this. It is time. It is time. It is time to take the science that the experts at DEC have studied for over 4 years. It is time to take the expertise that the health department, trust me, as my colleague said, has studied and will study. It is time to move forward with environmentally safe drilling in this state. We have no other choice. We know, we believe, it can be done in an environmentally safe way. It is being done in other parts of this great country. We will not make the mistakes that Pennsylvania and some other states made. We will learn from their mistakes. We will move forward in an environmentally safe way. But we have to move forward now. Thank you.